Kailan ka ba mag-aasawa?
Kailan ka na mag-aasawa?
Kailan ka mag-aasawa?
Bakit ka single? Ikaw? Single? Bakit? Yan at marami pang ibang unsolicited comments ang sumasapok sa bawat single person every time we try to have a small talk with them. Are you asking out of concern or you just wanna be updated at wala ka naman talagang maisip na iba pang topic of conversation? Hi, my name is Roma and welcome to Empowered Talks. On this episode, I invited Chad Arrieta, the host of Thinking Out Loud with Chad, Whoa or No, and the Tito and the Iho podcast, Mark Desayo of Madden Manila, and Miggy Season of Pursuits of Vulnerability podcast. And together, we want to share the things single people are tired of hearing. And here is the full episode. How long have you been single?
Officially. Well, officially. To be honest, I think more than 8 years na. I haven't had a partner since my early 20s. And I'm now in my early 30s.
I've been single for 6 years. And the last relationship was the reason why I have been single for 6 years.
Siyempre, hihimayin natin yan. Humanda ka mamaya, Char.
Oh, pero hindi niya topic. Trauma. Hindi naman trauma topic, di ba? Hindi
naman. Oh, hindi siya sa safe space. Yun yung lagi natin sinasabi. The podcast is a safe space, di ba? Okay, sige, hindi. Only when you're comfortable, of course, Char.
Sure, of course. Yeah.
Ikaw, Miggy, how long have you been single?
Grabe pala yung mga kasama natin dito. Parang na-pressure ako bigla, oh. 8 years, tapos 6 years. Ako, 3 years. Turning 3 years this coming October. Wala namang nagbibilang, no? Pero...
Akala ko naman sasabihin ni Miggy, 1 month.
Hindi.
Akala ko ang... Kasi yung ito mo, akala ko parang...
Makagrabe, no?
Yung mabilis ang turnover.
3 days, ganon.
Uy, believe ako sa mga ganun, ha? Yung ganun katatagal na single. As in, kasi grabe, sa panahon ngayon, like, kaliwat-kanan talaga yung mga tao na jumping from one relationship to another, di ba? So, it's really an achievement na ganyan katagal kayong single. And, saludo ako sa inyo.
Oo nga, inihintay na nga namin ni Marga yung mga trophy namin.
Bigyan ko kayo certificate after this.
And then sabi nga ni Miggy, believe daw siya na matagal na kaming single. Baka after ng episode na to, hindi na siya believe. Mahirap pala yun.
Oo. Teka, yung question din dapat, ikaw Roma, are you single? No.
No, I am very much married.
You're very much married.
Nag-roll yung eyes ko, Roma. Wala ka na makatala.
Sabi, wala pala tong kwenta. Yung host naman, di naman pala single. Buisit. 3 years, 8 years, and 6 years. But is this the longest that you've been single or unattached? Or meron pa before? Baka maaga kayong, you know, nagka-relationship?
This is the longest I've been single. But it's not like I've had, like, you know, tons of relationships. Kasi long-term relationship kind of guy ako. So my longest relationship was 8 years. Tapos shortest ko was 2 years. Ganyan. So, the gaps in between were like, maybe ano lang, the gaps na parang single ako were like, ano lang, mga 6 months, kaya, mahaba na yung 6 months, but every time I have a relationship, it's kind of long talaga kasi malong term talaga ako.
Ako, kabaliktaran nung kay Chad, kasi yung gaps ng relationship ko is years talaga, like 4 to 5 years, 3 to 5 years, ganun ang gaps ng relationships ko before. The funny thing is, hindi sobrang tagal yung the entire relationship. Siguro ang mga pinakamatagal kong naging karelasyon ay siguro 8 months. Ganun ka tagal lang. Pero yung the times na single ako, mas matagal talaga. Siguro masasabi nyo, no, na mas prefer ko siguro maging single.
It's not the longest that I've been single, but it's the longest that I've been okay with being single. Because like Chad, I've only had one or two somewhat serious, well, kay Chad serious yung relationships niya. Pero ako, I've never really been in a serious relationship. And kung gaano kahaba yung relationships niyo, ganun naman kaiksi yung sa akin.
Okay lang ba if you share how long is the relationship?
Probably 5-6 months after that.
Well, you know what? I would like to believe any length of any relationship, any length is serious. Kasi, you know, it's time spent. You know, you wouldn't want to be wasting time with someone you don't like, with, you know, someone you're not serious with. So, kahit na 3 months yun, I would think it's serious because, you know, it's a relationship. You know? So, kahit anong length yan.
Bihira yung ganyan.
Rare breed si Chad. Rare breed si Chad.
Isa kang Pokemon, Chad.
isa ka pong legendary Pokemon. That, because when you're younger, especially when, you know, you're experimenting and you're getting out there, I would say that I haven't been in a serious relationship because it never got to the point that I saw the person I was with as a long-term partner. Kaya I didn't consider it as a serious relationship. But again, this is the longest that I've been okay with it. And kaya nga sabi ko kay Roma, game. Because, you know, I'm perfectly okay. But then again, after this, malalaman natin kung okay pa rin akong magiging single. Kasi mga tanong ni Roma.
What's the best thing about being single? And what's the worst thing? Kung meron kang na-feel na parang there's something worse about being single.
Siguro the best thing about being single is yung it teaches us to be independent and taking full responsibility of our emotions na constantly, diba, kailangan nating i-practice. The worst thing naman ay yung literal na tatanda ka mag-isa.
Okay, uwi na tayo. Charot.
Uwi na tayo. Tumanda na tayo mag-isa lahat.
Oo.
'Di ba kapag you're taking full responsibility of yourself, alam mo kung ano yung mga bagay na kailangan mong ilagay or i-invest doon sa relationship.
Oh, sige, I'll go first. Tapos huli natin si Chad.
Bakit ako huli?
Oo. Ano
eh? Oo, mukhang malalim
talaga. Para seryoso si Chad eh. For me, the best thing about being single is that, again, besides what Miggy said, na you get to be independent, but it's making the most of your decisions and being accountable for them because you don't have another person in that mix when you're making a decision. But the worst thing about being single though is minsan gusto mo rin naman may pakialam sa mga decision mo, di ba? It's a double-edged sword, di ba? Actually, that's not even the worst thing for me. The worst thing is that people make you feel so bad for being single. That's the worst thing about being single is that everyone around you makes you feel inferior to everyone else because of your being single.
Parang masyado silang may pakialam na wala na sa lugar minsan.
Right.
Parang pinaparamdam na napag-iiwanan ka. Parang ganun.
Mm-mm, diba? Pinapasweldo mo ako. Wow, iba na pala yung hugot mo. Pinapasweldo mo ako.
Kala mo naman, hindi naging single nung araw. Kaka-meet mo lang ng boyfriend ng chever mo dyan eh. Kumakaasta ka naman sa puntang niyong relasyon.
Ang sarap sabihin na, oh, ikaw dito. Parang gano'n.
Alam mo diba? Pala. Hindi ako, yung message ko nga is, uy tita, insi ka lang, yung asawa mo nga eh. Tita. Asawa mo nga, hirap na hirap ka dyan. Tapos sabihin mo sa akin, ba't ka pa single? Gano'n.
Best thing, siguro, matipid.
Totoo naman. Totoo yan.
Matipid. Oo, mas tipid siya.
Kasi isa lang pinapakain mo pag nag-dibid.
Oo, diba? Hindi, tsaka to be honest, it's kind of empowering eh. It's empowering to realize that, like what I said, I've been single for 6 years and it just empowers you to look back and, wow, I was able to survive that long without being dependent on anyone. I think that's the best thing, the best takeaway I got from being single for 6 years. Kasi to be honest nga, ito yung pinakamatagal kong single. But yun nga, ang empowering sa akin yung tipong, you know, screw them. Like, you know, I don't need anyone. Yung ganon, di ba? Worst thing siguro is, like what Marga said a while ago, people, society, social media, makes you feel like shit that you're single. Pero, you know, like ako, I got to this age and like what I said, I survived that 6 years. Na-differentiate mo na yung makiiba yung alone sa lonely it's not the same. But I do understand social media has that thing na parang, you know, especially Valentine's, di ba? Palapit na, di ba? So ngayon parang, ano na, sino ang hawakan ko, ano, kamay, sarili ko ba? Ganyan na lang ako sa mall, mag-isa. Alam mo yun? But I really don't mind. I really, really don't mind. But it hasn't affected me for the longest time. And yun nga, like what you said, I'm patting myself on the back because of that.
Good job, Chad!
Salud!
Yes, yeah. Good job! Proud to proud, eh, no? I'm so proud of your journey. Roma, wala, hindi talaga seryoso tong ano.
Oo, hindi naman dapat talaga seryoso eh. Dapat ano, relax kayo kung saan kayo pinaka-comfortable. Because nanghihimasok kami, I mean ako ang representative ng mga nanghihimasok sa buhay nyo tonight. I want this to be an outlet for the single people para masabi nila din sa mga tao sa paligid nila. Because sometimes we wanna say something but we don't want to damage the relationship. For example, nanay mo, pinipilit ka, lahat na lang na ipakilala sa'yo, nirereto ka, hindi ka naman masaya doon pero hindi mo naman masabing, pwede ba na itantanan mo na lang, kumain ka na lang ng panset? Eh, wag ganun. Like, because of the relationship, you want to respect her. And we know naman that itong mga taong to, it comes from a place of concern din and out of love, di ba? But sometimes,
right, right,
di ba?
Right. Alam mo, I realized din nga eh, you know, when we have reunions and we have parties with the clan, whatever side, mom side, dad side ko, and then my titas do that, I like what Roma said, I would like to think that it is coming from a place of concern. And you know what, it's usually small talk. It's you know, you haven't seen each other for, you know, 5 years, nasa America siya, bumalik siya. So what do you ask this pamangkin of yours who you haven't seen? Alam mo, 30s na yung pamangkin mo. So small talk siya. When I was younger, I would get offended by it. Na parang, what do you care? Ganun, di ba? Parang bakit? Parang may booking? Kailangan kasal na by this time? Ba't ganun? I used to be very offended by it. Pero yun nga, when I realized na parang kabag-anak ko naman to, maybe it's just changing your perspective talaga kung saan siya galing para hindi ka maasar about it. Pero yun nga. Pero kapag ibang tao na yung nagsabi, hindi mo ka mag-anak, kapag yung mga yun, like what I said, social media, dun ka maasar kasi nga na parang okay naman ako eh, but why is society making me feel bad about myself?
Because it's basically not what the society is expecting you to reach at a certain age, eh. Diba? May mga expectations naman. For example, everyone here, tayong apat, at a certain age dapat kasal ka na, settle down ka na, may anak ka na, diba? May sarili ka ng bahay, may sarili ka ng business. I mean, those are the things that usually is expected from us. And when you go against that expectation or what you're supposed to be, hindi parang, ay, bakit? There's something wrong with you. Mm-hmm. Hindi ba pwedeng gusto ko lang?
Right, right.
Ngayon kasi naging normal na yung parang thinking na kapag in a relationship ka, it adds, like, it completes your value. Pero hindi dapat eh. Being in a relationship, it adds value to your life, pero hindi siya dapat kukompleto sa'yo.
Parang kailangan ng relationship to fulfill yourself, parang ganon.
Mm. Parang ganon. Which is mahirap kasi ang hirap namang i-impose sa isang tao na, uy, maging ano ka na, magpakasal ka na, or go into a relationship, kasi lalo na kung hindi ready.
Yeah, it's not like, kasi tayo tatlo, single tayo, di ba? It's not like we're really going against it. Like, hindi, papakasingle ako kasi I want to prove everybody that you don't need
revolution
to get married.
Ito.
Hindi, ayoko. Oo, di ba? Hindi naman ganun eh. It's not like you're really going against it. It's just not happening, you know? Di ba?
Okay. Alam mo ba? Hindi like kasi ako sa kanilang dalawa. Sabi ko, I didn't know that guys also had the same problems when it comes to prying from other people. Because if that's the way that you feel, make that 10 times worse for women. Diba? Kasi kami,
because for us,
and again, we always hope that it's from a place of concern. But a lot of the time, it's also from a place of judgment, especially for women. Because, of course, we're valued for our reproductive years. Yeah. Lagi naman yun ang ano nila, yes. Eh, diba?
Yes.
Parang ano, kulang na lang sabihin ko, kayo po ba magpapaaral ng bata? Ako magpaana kayo sa akin. Alam niyo po ba kung magkano ang tuition ngayon? Ayoko na nga po magpa-nursery kasi ang mahal-mahal din nursery pa lang eh. Tapos gusto niyo mag-anak ako ngayon dahil feeling niyo. And again, nung panahon kasi nila, walang Netflix. So iniisip nila, walang ibang time. Walang ibang use for time. Kundi maghanap ng asawa. And again, there were lesser options for women. There were lesser options for people besides building a career. They would think that the ultimate fulfillment is building a family, which is totally fine. I respect people who have families, who decide to get married, to have kids. That's perfectly fine. Pero I think we're at a time na we should accept that it's not for everyone. And that's okay.
And don't impose your dreams to other people because maybe that's not their dream, diba? Just because you're happy, parang ang nangyayari kasi is, okay, sige, you're happy. Tapos gusto mo rin, uy, ikaw rin, parang ano, try mo. Diba? And then, hindi mo na napapansin you're being too pushy. And, you know, you're overstepping boundaries then. Because, you know, I also have a couple of single friends. And they really get tired too. Katulad nyo, napapagod din sila. For you ba? Do you find it offensive or maybe a little bit intrusive when people ask you about your social status or, for example, tatanungin ka, single ka ba?
Ako hindi. Personally, hindi naman offensive sa akin. Siguro kasi, di ba nga most of the time, mas single ako. Yung years na single ako ay mas mahaba compared sa in a relationship ako. So I don't mind people kung tatanungin nila ako kung single ba ako o hindi. Pero siguro it becomes offensive kung paano nila sabihin. Kung paano nila i-deliver na, uy, bakit ka single? Parang, uy, bakit ka single? Siguro ganito, parang ganun. Pero kung ang approach naman ni, uy, bakit ka single? Parang question lang, na parang nagtatanong lang. Siguro, it's not really that offensive. Pero kung balahura naman ang pagkakasabi, ay, wait lang, bakit ganyan mo ko tanongin? Parang ganun.
Close parang, tayo?
Ayon ang tanong, depende sa closeness ha. Parang ganun eh, diba?
It's more annoying when there are assumptions kasi. I guess yun yung point mo eh. If there are assumptions, it's much more insulting.
And kung alam mo na nagpa-pry lang sila, like getting information, parang ganun, dun siya nagiging nakakainis, dun siya nagiging offensive.
Ako kasi I don't mind it when someone, like with what Piggy said a while ago, when someone asks you, single ka ba? Or are you with someone? Ganyan. You know, that question just requires a no, a yes or a no, right? But if they ask you may follow-up na bakit ka single, I feel like I don't need to explain myself to anyone. Like, why do you want to know? Diba? Do you actually have time to, talaga, may time ka, upo, kakapit tayo. Ganun, networking ba to? So, alam mo yun, parang,
yeah. Bored ka ba?
Diba, hindi ko kailangan.
Na tayo ibang topic, love life ko na talaga.
Bored ka ba? ilalabas ko yung deck, may dala akong deck kung bakit ako single. Ganun. So, I really don't feel the need to explain to anyone. So, when someone asks me, bakit ka single? I just shrug. I literally just shrug and ganun eh. Ganun lang. I just, tapos na. They kind of feel the vibe na parang, okay, Chad doesn't wanna get into it. Kasi nga, na parang, you know, I have my reasons. Alam mo yun?
Hindi mo responsibilidad na, you know, explain yung sarili mo sa kanila. Choice mo yun eh.
Yeah. Although siguro picky din siguro ako. If it was someone na parang close ko, maybe I would open up. Because you know na the question was coming out of they were just wondering. It's not chismis. It's not I wanna know what's wrong with you. It's not that.
Yeah. Yeah, that question. I wanna know. Yeah. So what's wrong with you? Lagi may akusam, may accusation na what the fuck? What do you mean? What's wrong with me?
Saka meron pa sila mga sinasabi na para siguro to like dilute yung what's wrong with you vibe. Meron pang, talaga? Eh, accomplished ka naman. Gwapo ka. Ganyan. Pero ba't ganun? So parang ganun. So parang, I'm like, okay, so were those adjectives supposed to make me feel better? really? Yung ganon. Pero yun nga, like what they said, ano ako, picky ako. So there are people na I would tell them kasi nga parang feeling ko, they just wanna know, they're just wondering. Pero yung mga iba, talagang chismis lang eh. Chismis lang talaga and they just wanna convince you to go the other way.
Siguro pag chismis na yung dating nung tanong, dun mas nakaka-pressure eh, di ba? Aminin nyo, dun mas nakaka-pressure, dun ka parang mapapaisip na, oo nga, no, bakit kaya ako single? Or bakit nga ba wala pa rin hanggang ngayon? Kaya nakakainis kapag alam mong hindi talaga, ano, hindi, ramdam nyo. Diba? Mas nakakainis na pag ganun.
Alam ko yan kasi ang pinaka nakakainis dyan, you were okay the whole time. Hindi ka napapaisip. Mm. Pero kapag may nagtanong na, biglang, oh nga, no, what's wrong with me?
Wait, how much time do you have? There are a lot of reasons. There are a lot of things to
do. Go, we have all night.
We have 2 days, 3 nights to discuss, mga ganon. Pero going to that question, di ba, is it offensive? I guess it's offensive, again, like I mentioned before, if there are assumptions. It will only be offensive to me if I care what they think about me if I say that I'm single. Kasi if they ask me, may jowa ka na? Sabihin ko wala. So, of course, you already know the follow-up question. Hindi ka ba magjojowa? Sabi ko, kailangan ba? Kaya parang bet ko nga yung sagot ni Chad, eh, magsushrug na lang daw siya. Pero since hindi ako, alam mo naman, most of the time virtual or voice call, ano na lang, papadala na lang ako ng TikTok on why I'm single, interpretative dance. Kasi again, you know, bahala na sila. And a lot of people, when they ask about it, it's mostly because, especially for me, I've been single for a long time. I've never posted about my relationships online ever. Diba? Yung pala pati yung partner ko, hindi niya alam na jowa ko siya. Charot, kasi wala sa...
Hindi siya involved!
Gulat na lang siya.
I don't... Kaya pala kami nag-break. Wala
kaya pala kami nag-break.
Bigla, oh, tayo pala.
Diba? Joke lang yun. Pero ibig sabihin, because alam mo naman ngayon, there's a joke, diba? Na when you guys break up, you have to tell us on Facebook kasi na-invest kami sa storya nyo, especially when you post about all of your events, your pictures and all that. Tapos biglang wala na. So, syempre, chismosa kami, diba? So, since I don't post about anything, even some of the relationships I've had, people have always thought that I've been single forever. Only a few people know that I've had relationships. So sila, lagi na nilang expectation na single ako. Diba? Hindi nyo lang alam, I'm married with 12 kids. Ganun pala yung peg ko. Hindi ko lang sinasabi.
Oh, wow.
12 kids. Kalahian pala.
Naman palang pinapaaral neto.
May foundation pala. Ano? Kasi sanay na sila eh. So I'm not offended anymore. It's just something that people think that it's probably the most interesting thing to ask me. And again, I find that boring most of the time. Like you guys said, it's mostly a nice breaker for a lot of people. And that also shows how much they care to know about me. Because if you really know me, you don't have to ask me about my relationship status. You should just ask me about my hobbies, my interests, di ba? My salary grade. Charot, wag niyo akong tanungin. Mali-disappoint kayo.
Depende sa closeness niyo nung magtatanong. And isipin mo muna ng maraming beses before you ask.
But I would want to share this because a lot of the single questions would always come from relatives, from your titos, your titas. And like Chad said earlier, what if you haven't seen this relative for such a long time? And that's the only way that they can know information about you. So there's this something that I've been doing, and me and my cousins, kaming magkakabatch kami, we always talk about the wheel that has to be broken. So we talk about not asking the younger relatives like, may jowa ba sila? Or sabihin na, oy, bakit parang antaba mo? Or ano na bang trabaho mo? Don't give unsolicited career advice. So I even had this moment where I was talking to one of my nieces who's in the US, and we're pretty close, but I could tell na she's not close to the family. So when we were talking about relationships, I told her, if I ever asked you before about your weight or your relationship status and you found it offensive, I'm sorry. And it's something that we're trying to break. And if you experience it from us or from other relatives, don't do it to anyone else. So that's one of the things that we've been trying to do. as one of the older cousins. Pero it's hard kasi grabe ang sistema ng judgment sa pamilya. It's too hard.
Tunay na tunay. Parang na-justify mo na, pamilya naman yan eh. They're supposed to be like that.
No. Hindi dapat, diba? So we try to make it better for the next generation. And hopefully, if people hear about this, kung kayo mismo, ganyan kayo sa mga pamangkin nyo, stop it. Yun na talaga, stop it. If they don't ask you about these things, don't ask them the same question because again, you don't have the license to ask them deep questions. They're not accountable. They're not obligated to answer these questions. And again, you don't have the right to judge them kung ano man yung current status nila. Hanggat hindi kayo ang nagpapakain dyan at hindi kayo ang magbibihis dyan sa batang yan, wala kang karapatan na magtanong. Ganun dapat.
Like what Roma said a while ago, di ba? Na parang, I'm a person who wants to believe that there's always good in everyone. Yun, like what I said, it could be small talk. And syempre kapag magbabarkada, let's say si Marga, let's say she has a group of girlfriends, let's say, ano, 7 kayo, tapos yung 6, lahat na may, ano, pamilyado na lahat, they have babies, diba? And they're all like, oh Marga, ikaw, kailan ka makakaanak, kailan ka makakasawa, whatever, ganyan. They probably want you to feel the happiness right. they're experiencing. You know what I mean? They want the same happiness for you. But again, what if exactly. It's not the kind of happiness I want?
Exactly. You know? Yes.
So yun yung so dapat yun yung maintindihan nila.
That your dream ano, is actually not this person's dream, 'di ba? Kasi or maybe nung bata kayo naglalaro kayo but maybe nung nag-mature na siya, ayaw niya na because she wants to be this independent woman and it doesn't mean naman that she's not happy or this person is not happy.
Right.
Pero dun sa friend group na yon, Chad, if there are 7 of you and everyone's partnered except you, ang sagot ko lang dat lagi dyan is, uy, kailangan merong isang mayamang single talaga na tita. Kasi para pag mga poor kayo, may mang suspoil sa mga anak nyo. Diba?
I love it.
That's the ultimate goal for me. Diba? And I do spoil a lot of the kids that yung kids na mga, I don't even know what to call them, basta yung mga kids na nakapaligid, yung mga anak ng mga friends ko. Someone has to be the rich tita. So, okay lang yun. And again, probably it's because they're trying to project the happiness onto you. And sometimes they don't realize that it's not the same thing.
Right. So, you know, maybe a good way to feel good about it, like, you know, thank you for wanting the same happiness for me, but I have my own definition of happiness. Diba? Thank you. Na-appreciate mo naman talaga, diba? Yun yung dun ang gagaling, diba?
And siguro if, for example, nireto nyo na ng ilang beses and hindi talaga nag-work or hindi parang nare-reschedule, take the hint. Stop it. If you tried once or twice, tama na. Unless lalapit siya sa'yo and magsasabi siya na, hey, do you know anyone or maybe I need a date or something, then that's the time that you know, help. Just be available to these people anytime, you know, they needed your help or your guide, diba? Pero ito, halimbawa office setup, oh, yung mga single dyan, oh, ito, single to, ito, walang boyfriend to, ito, kunin mo to, yung mga ganun. Yung lagi kang na-volunteer just because you're single. How do you feel
that's
about it?
That's the worst setup, not just in the office, but it's the worst thing when you're at a wedding, tas ikaw na yung tatawagin agad sa mga single games. Yung garter kemi na yan.
By name, paano tatawagin ka by name? O yun si Marga! Ganon. Yeah,
pati middle name ko na-mention na, di ba? I've already devised a way to make fun of it, but still, you know, nakakainis yung idea na yun. Kasi first is, are you sure na, hello, worth it ba yung ipapartner mo sa akin? Wow, siya talaga yung tinanong ko. Worth it ba yan?
You know, di ba na-mention ko kanina, I'm an events host. So
nako, Chad.
Makakarinig ka ngayon, Chad, ha?
Hosted tons of weddings. So ako yung taga-announce ng mga single. Women in particular, when we call them, like, oh, single ladies, ganyan, bukitos na. Ayaw nila tumayo. Usually, I think all hosts do this. They give the mic to the couple. Sila magtatawag. Kasi kaibigan nila eh. So, there was a time, there was this event na na-host ko. I think parang mga 12 yung single ladies na nakalista. Pero 11 lang yung tumayo. Yung 12th girl, tawag kami ng tawag. Ayaw talaga niya tumayo. Tapos pinuntahan ko wireless naman yung mic. Pinuntahan ko, why don't you wanna go? It's all for fun. You know what she said? I'm not that desperate. Ganun siya.
Girl, and how do I send her money through
sabi
Gcash?
Ko na lang, sabi ko na lang.
Bigla siya sabi, ayan na
yun. I've seen better.
Sabi niya, I'm not that desperate. Tapos sabi ko, oh, okay, you're not that desperate, but you're still desperate. Ganun ako. Tapos tawa na lang siya. Tapos sabi niya, yeah, I'm not desperate to, you know, line right. up and, you know, catch a bouquet. I'm sorry. Ganun siya. Which I appreciated. I mean, it's okay. You know, I didn't find it rude. That was fine.
And she just voiced her thoughts. For me, I've devised a way. Now I go to it every single time. Pero what I do is I form a coalition with the other single ladies. Sabihin ko talaga, who do you want to be partnered with? Or sinong bet nyo? If this person gets it, definitely I'll volunteer. Yung parang kunyari, kung siya yung makakatch ng garter, I'll do it. I'll be the one to run. I'll be the one to win the game. Kumbaga gumagawa na kami ng game plan. Because I know na it's very embarrassing for a lot of women. Because again, I like the answer of that person na I'm not that desperate. But still, you know, you kind of want to check things out. So we make a game of it. Alam mo yun, women band together. Pag tayo kung tayo na-embarrass sa mga moments na to, make a coalition. And I've done that a few times sa weddings kasi walang palya, lagi akong hinahanap. Kahit nasa CR ako, naririnig ko yung pangalan ko, sinisigaw ng bride, di ba? So, I've started making a game of it. And it works. So, hindi nanalo yung bet ko. Kayo na bahala dyan, ha? I'm not joining the fray anymore. Sana magtigil na rin yung ano na yun, custom na yun. I hope, ha? For guys ba, how do you feel ba pag tinatawag kayo parang single guys, join the game? Do you feel embarrassed to join?
Ako, I feel like when we're all standing up on stage and then nakapila kaming ganyan, parang ano, parang meat market.
Exactly.
That's how it feels like.
Ikaw, Miggy, how do you feel?
Siguro kung ano, kung sa pilitan, doon sa... Lagi kang pupunta dun sa place na uy, wait lang, hindi ako komportable eh. So, huwag mo ko pilitin, di ba? Tsaka, ang ganda nung system na ginawa ni Marga na parang, uy, pag-usapan muna natin kung sino yung ano, ganito, ganyan, di ba? Kasi it builds, kumbaga, a sense of belongingness na, uy, eto tayo, grupo tayo, so alam natin kung anong gagawin natin. Diba? Oo, so ang ganda nun. So, next time na may pupunta na akong wedding, ganyan ang gagawin ko.
There's pressure, no? Pag nakapila kayo doon, tas you can tell na uy, parang hindi man ako papansinin. Yun pa yun eh, kasi not only is it embarrassing that people are seeing you as a single person, pero it's also embarrassing pag hindi ka napili. So if you do stuff like that, sorry sa mga nakarinig na magpapakasal, ito na po gagawin ng lahat ng mga single people. It takes the pressure off. It takes the embarrassment. Maybe it goes down a few notches a bit.
Oh, yan, di ba may tip na kayo when you attend a wedding? Oh, at saka ano, I hope that they stop volunteering people. I mean, it's fun, it's funny, minsan wa, once or twice, pero if you keep doing it and you keep mentioning the same person over and over.
Yung hindi magsisimula hanggat wala ka dun.
Nakatulad nung kay Marga, ako lang nalang sabihin, Marga sayo, single, gano, yung nag-toilet, yung naka-purple, ganyan, di ba?
Promise talaga antayin kanila.
Yun na. Ramdaman yung gigil ko.
Oo. Nanggigigil na ako si Miggy.
Big action talaga.
Pero kalmado nung gigil ni Miggy, no?
Bilang ikaw ay kalmado pero nang gigigil, sa'yo ko itatanong tong next question. What was the worst assumption that you received bilang single?
Alam niyo sa totoong buhay, no, I'm lucky enough to have people na hindi ganun, ano, hindi sila ganun mamilit, hindi sila push na push. Pero siguro kung ako man, ayoko sigurong makarinig na ano, na kailan ka mag-aasawa or bakit hanggang ngayon wala pa, parang ganoon. Kasi again, going back sa napag-usapan kanina, andun ako sa point na hindi pa ako ready eh, di ba? Hindi pa ako handa eh. So why would you keep imposing it to me, di ba? Parang sige, palit na lang tayo.
Wait, Miggy, paano kung nanay mo yung magtatanong niyan or parents mo? What if lang
being the ano, the frank ano person that I am, sasabihin ko talaga na, wait lang, huwag nyo kong pipili. Ganun ako sa mga relatives ko, sa mga people that are close to me, di ba? I have to be brutally honest with what I feel. Kasi kung hindi, uulit-ulitin nila yung ganong proseso, di ba? Balik ulit tayo dun sa napag-usapan natin kanina. Let's break the chain.
Thank you so much, Mother of Dragons. Alam mong pinaka-delikado pag single ka is utusan ka na isang tita, uy, dalan mo ng pagkain yung mga manginginom doon. Yung kunyari minalutong afritada, no, or kaldereta. Uy, dalin mo doon sa mga tito mo yung isang table ng puro tito lalaki na puro umiinom. So pag ikaw na pag-utusan, punta ka doon. And again, they would ask the same thing. And ako naman kasi, again, I don't mind if people ask me, diba? Because I don't care about what they feel about me if I say I'm single. And also, about my preferences, I don't have any gender preference. If I'm attracted to someone, I am attracted to someone. Tapos, it's something that, you know, family doesn't need to know what my preferences are. They don't need to know. Eh di nagdala ako. Ayun, init-init pa nung kaldereta. Sige, o yung pale-pale, sendalin natin. Tapos biglang, same thing na, ano, Marga, single ka pa ba? Opo, single po ako. Baka naman kasi pinapahirapan mo ang lalaki or pihikan ka sa lalaki. So sinagot ko, well, problema naman po talaga ang mga lalaki. Pwede naman pong babae. Ganun. Tapos talagang natigil. Talagang natigil yung mga tito. As in, parang, I just said that kasi parang, why do you insist na lalaki lang ang magpapasaya sa akin if I'm single, diba? So, pwede naman pong babae. Diba? Same as the other day, a friend really said na something slightly homophobic. Tapos parang, they said na, maybe kaya nagbabae na lang siya kasi wala ng choice. Sabi ko, maraming choices. It's just that for most men, they are really bad choices. So, we stick to women.
I love it!
No offense to men. And you know, yeah. But then again, historically, there are only a few Chads and Miggies
grabe
in the world.
Grabe to, ha? Grabe na to, ha?
Wait lang, Chad, huwag mo mag-walk out.
Shout out nga kita, Chad. Sabi ko nga, there are only a few Chads and Miggies in the world.
Kala mo naman, napaka-premium nila kung maka-comment. Kung di ba nagkakamot ang chan or whatever when while right. Drinking and giving comments, nakala mo naman. Si Chad, ikaw, what's the worst assumption that you got?
May tito naman. May tito commented. Ang reaction sa akin was, siguro mahirap ka pakisamahan. Yun ang sinabi ng tito.
Wow, ako agad talaga. Bakit parang yeah. Problema ko? Parang kasalanan ko. Sabi nga ni Bea, si diba? Bakit parang
oo. Oh. Eh, syempre, I'm not the one naman to, I felt like I didn't need to. Bakit mo nasabi yan? Diba? Parang wala akong panahon para i-explain.
Ano ba na-explain yung ano ko iniinom ko? Wait,
sorry. Sorry. Hindi naman. Wala na akong time to, and energy. It really is the energy to explain yourself. So, yun. Again, sinabi ko na sa tito ko, sa iko, eh, ganun tito, wala pa eh. Ganun lang. Tapos wala, humihinto naman sila usually kapag sinabi mo, eh, ganun eh. You know, yun, I think. That was a pretty bad blow. And this tito of mine, yun lang, again, it's a tito I only see during reunions. So parang, how do you even know kung hindi ako okay pakisamahan? Where did that opinion come from? Diba? So yun. So siguro wala siyang ibang ano, again, iniisip ko na naman, siguro wala siyang ibang makitang, oo, icebreaker na naman, wala siyang ibang makitang reason. Kasi nag-pluck na lang siya out of the air na parang, ah, siguro ito. Siguro ugali. Ugali na siguro to. Kasi mukhang okay naman si Chad eh. Tsaka puro, siguro para sa kanya kasi nga tito ko siya. So maybe it's coming from, ano, yung angka natin, madali makahanap. Yung ano mo, yung maybe may ganun, may ganun dating na parang. Kasi nga lahat sila, pamilyado na. Oo, oo. So parang siguro doon ang gagaling yun na parang...
Yung progeny mo daw, Chad.
Ano? Sorry.
Yung progeny mo nga daw, yung ano mo, empire mo.
Oo, diba? So yun. So parang siguro doon ang gagaling yun. Kasi parang wala naman siya makitang mali sa akin. So isip na lang siya ng... ibang
tito, pag-usapan natin next time kung bakit nagre-recede yung hairline mo. Nabawasan yeah. Na naman ng mga 0.5 centimeter since last year.
Ang tindi nila si
Marga.
Papatulan kita talaga.
Alam mo kasi habang tumatanda ako, before, sinabi ni Chad to kanina na before, it was easier to feel offended when we were younger. Because they make us feel as if we're failing if we don't say the answer that they want to hear. Pero dahil nga tumatanda na ako and because, you know, we're more autonomous, tapos patola na din ako sa mga kamag-anak minsan. Sasagutin ko, pero handa ka. Kunyari, uy, batang-taba-taba mo. Eh, may pera po ako pang kain.
Napapakita mo rin talaga na ano eh, no? Strong din yung personal.
Wag ako, tita. Wag ako.
Wag na talaga. Alam niyo, sanay naman po ako walang masyadong kasamang ang mag-anak. Okay lang din pong mabawasan pero, ng isa pa. Kaloka sila.
Akala ko nga, Marga, nung tinanong ka ng mga manginginom, di ba, hinatid mo yung kaldereta, but, di ba? Tapos, di ba, tinanong ka, but di ka pa, but single ka pa, di ba?
Ba daw ako, baka daw kasi pihikan ako.
Oo, akala ko sasabihin mo, eh, syempre, pihikan ako, baka makuha ko tulad yung manginginom lang.
I will put that in my repertoire of responses.
Dapat sabihin din na, oh, talaga dapat pihikan dahil talagang mataas ang standards ko. Ganun.
Dapat po talaga pihikan. What if po katulad nyo? Diyos ko naman.
Maiba naman, di ba?
Dami-dami nyo dyan.
Maiba naman. Pero totoo yun yung sinabi ni Marga na when you reach a certain age, ano, parang wala ka nang dapat patunayan. So therefore, I'll put you in your right place. Minsan lang, samplean mo lang, parang ganun. It's not ano eh, minsan kasi the more you're kind and very, kasi nakikita ko si Chad very compassionate siya, napaka ano niya yung reasoning niya, it's coming from a place of love, it's coming from, you know,
sa pamilya, ang care bear ko doon. Pero yung sabihin parang, yun nga, from family siguro, but I also see the reason why, yun nga, na parang kailangan masampulan din yung certain people kasi they might have been doing this all their lives and then they don't know that it's wrong. They don't
true.
Know that it's wrong.
Mm.
So, dapat may wake-up call din kahit papano. There's a way naman talaga to just, you know, to just hit them lightly lang na parang, uy, medyo nagising ako dun ah. Diba? Medyo mali yata yung sinabi ko.
We can do it na. Hindi na dapat mahiya. Especially if the thing is, yung pinaka-importante, hindi ka na comfortable. Especially if it's being done sa place of work. And at least they know what's on your mind, diba? Na hindi ka pala happy dun. The last question is, what is something that you wish to tell people?
Masaya maging single. It's fun. It's exciting. Lahat ng pwede mong magawa, magagawa mo, diba? Pero it is also a responsibility. Responsibilidad mo munang pangalagaan yung sarili mo to nurture yourself, to love yourself more, to know yourself even better, diba? Kasi sabi nga nila, what you don't have, you cannot give. Lahat muna ng pagmamahal, ibuhos mo muna sa sarili mo na alam mong puno ka na para kapag pag dumating yung time na meron ng person na pag-aalayan mo yung love na yun, meron kang maibibigay, di ba? You have more than enough to give. So yeah, i-enjoy nyo yung process because definitely it will make you, you know, ready for the relationship na talagang para sa'yo. Gold ako eh, so kailangan kong alagaan yung sarili ko. Don't ever, you know, try to impose something on me na hindi ako okay, na hindi ako comfortable ng gawin. Kasi, di ba, this is my life. My life, my rules. Ganon.
Ganon. Alright. Okay, sige. Thank you, Miggy. Next si Chad.
To the singles, right? A message to the singles. Don't be in a hurry to be attached. To be honest, it's hard work to be in a relationship. It's super hard to be in a relationship. It's fun to look at because, you know, these couples, they only post the fun times. You know, it's fun to look at, it's nice to look at, it's romantic to look at, but it takes a lot of hard work. Kaya nga sinabi nila make it work. Kaya may word na work doon, may trabaho siya para mag-work siya. Don't get into a relationship just because it's uso, just because you feel lonely. You have to get used to being alone. I've been alone for 6 years, but I'm not lonely. They're two different things. And I'm not lonely because I find happiness in my family, in my friends. Don't be in a hurry. Your time will come. And you know, like what Miggy said a while ago, you don't want to get into anything you're not ready for. So, you know, you have to prepare yourself first. You can't pour from an empty cup. Seriously, I've always believed that the perfect time will come. the less na hanapin mo, mas maganda yung feeling na ganun, parang nakakagulat. Ano naman, to the people who keep on asking us these questions, or the people who question us why we're single, I appreciate the concern, but again, what works for you doesn't mean it's gonna work for me. So yeah, so kanya-kanyang trip. Walang basta ganun trip. Yun na lang talaga. Walang basta ganun trip. Trip namin maging single. Trip mong ano, animang anak mo, go. Good job. I support you all the way. 'Di ba? Okay lang 'yan, 'di ba? But you know, we have a reason, so we would prefer to keep it that way. You don't need to explain anything to anyone. You were once single as well. So, and you know, nobody pushed you to it. We don't want to be pushed into anything we're not ready for. So, just stop it.
That's it. Stop it. Oh, tama na. Shut up. Yan lang yung gusto namin sabihin. Thank you, Chad and Marga.
Yes. I will just address mine to the women who are listening to your podcast and would probably see our faces. Oh my gosh. Diba? Nahiya talaga ako. Ngayon pa nahiya sa last question.
Matapos mang warla kanina, no?
Oo, no? For the women, don't let your family members, don't let society, don't let people who are... don't really matter in your life, or again, don't let other people dictate what you should settle for. Don't let other people make you feel worthless if you are single, because you are not worthless. You are actually priceless, and it takes a whole lot of person to deserve you. So if it's not right now, it doesn't have to be right now. You can wait. You can enjoy yourself. And don't let your biological clock decide for you. Because I've heard of so many stories about women who settled with someone because they wanted to get pregnant. Kasi ito daw sabi sa kanila ng nanay nila, di ba? Don't. There are so many other ways to build a family in the future. If you have money, freeze your eggs. You can adopt, di ba? There are so many children in the world who need love. And again, it's okay to be the happy tita, the crazy rich tita na all the pamangkins would love. And that's okay. So again, don't settle, because you're worth more than that. Kung ikaw ay, kung hindi ka lang gold, ikaw po ay magic unicorn. Wow, magic unicorn. And it should be someone really special in order for them to appreciate you. Tsaka dun sa mga nangyengelam, ito, makaaway na ako.
Ito na po, na. Ang final blow.
Bumarga.
I saw this on TikTok a few months back. It's called the 5-second rule. The 5-second rule is that if that person can't change it in 5 seconds, no need to comment on it. No need to ask them about it. Diba? If it's, an eyelash na natanggal, or it's their lipstick, they can change that in such a short amount of time. 5 seconds, 5 minutes, you don't need to comment on it. So being single, that takes a long time to, you know, to discuss, to resolve. Again, it's not a problem. So I guess what I'm saying is that if it doesn't concern you, you shouldn't ask about it. You should mind your own fucking business. No, ganun pala si tita.
The best business daw in 2022 is minding your own business. Sabi.
Yes. And please, let's ask more interesting questions. Mas okay pang ano, 'di ba? Uy anak, may kailangan ka ba? O anak, kamusta ka na? Ganun lang, 'di ba? Hindi agad ang bungad sa iyo is single ka pa rin ba, 'di ba? Tanungin niyo na lang po ako, kamusta ang trabaho ko? Kamusta yung K-drama na pinapanood? Yung mga ganun lang. Para naman mas mamahalin namin kayo. Tigilan niyo na kasi.
Thanks for listening. If you're new to the show, remember to subscribe on Spotify and Apple Podcasts at kung saan ka man nakikinig ng iyong podcast. And stay updated para sa mga hugot posts, videos, and clips of Empowered Talks available on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. If you love the episodes of the show, please leave a 5-star rating and a review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Until my next episode, bye!